With us is Seth Green from the Golden Gopher football team. Seth, good to see you.
Hey, appreciate you having me, Mike.
Yep, I want to talk first about football, and then I want to get into some of your community service stuff because it's a wonderful time of year to talk about that, no doubt. But I want to first ask you about the football season and what a strange year it was. And can you kind of take us through the mind of a player and what it was like for, I guess what, about five straight months to every day have to walk into the facility, get a test, and wonder, do I get to play for the next 3 weeks or do I have to sit for the next 3 weeks, even when you're feeling good and have no symptoms? And that wear and tear, did that mentally wear on you guys as a team?
I feel like our team handled it really well, best we could. It was a tough year for everybody around the country. You know, every team had to deal with it. I'd say the most difficult part for us, more or less, was not knowing what the next week brings. You know, it was sort of hard to put your head down and work, not knowing like if you'd even be able to work out the next week or play the next week or things like that. Like you said, whether you're feeling good or not, over the summer, it was, you know, if you were in contact with somebody who tested positive, then that's, you know, that puts you out as well. And then you still ran the risk of coming back positive at a different time. And then during the season with the rapid tests, you know, you avoided contacts, but at the same time, it was still like, you know, a lot of people were coming back positive and not having any symptoms. Like everybody knows, you know, we missed a couple games, things of that sort. You don't know if the other team, how they're, you know, how it's affecting them. It was just a lot of unknowns that made it sort of difficult and made it different to you know, plan and, you know, attempt to plan what you are going to do in the future.
And then, I mean, everybody at this time is basically trying to stay in and do their part and everything. But for you guys, how hard was that as well, knowing that, you know, people were there was some sort of a weird kind of expectation that you guys had to maybe be above and beyond? Like if you tested positive, you had done something wrong. And I know your coach had talked about the idea that people need to get that thought out of their head. But the idea of, okay, we're going to give up maybe, you know, going down to the mall or give up going back and visiting family at some point if you have a chance. And I guess, you know, basically you guys spent time in the dorms and the apartments and the facility, right?
Right. And that's really what it was. Is it was a sacrifice we all had to make, but we all made it together. So with that, we just, you know, whether it was in or outside of the complex, we did our best to social distance and follow all the guidelines and spent more time with each other.
And then I wanted to ask you, too, I think it was a group decision on choosing not to play a bowl game, and we've seen a bunch of bowls get canceled anyway. So it could have been you would have accepted and been at home and or been at school and might not have been able to play anyway. Kind of take us through what that mindset for you personally was as to, hey, I haven't seen my family for 5 months here. Let's just end this thing and get back to seeing some loved ones over the holidays.
Yeah, it was definitely a team decision. With that, we just sort of, you know, laid out all the options on the tables and all of, you know, the stress and things that this year had brought, with or without the season. It had been a long season and semester for everybody. And then the bowl game situations was not, you know, the bowl games that everybody's used to. So I think, you know, as a team, and as a program, we all, you know, looked at everything involved in it and made a decision.
I want to ask you, too, about, excuse me, about the rest of your career, because I could see a couple of things. One, you've been here a while, you've got your degree, I'm going to move on, try the next level, try real life, or, hey, I want to come back, I've got an opportunity here to take advantage. So have you made that decision yet on what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm for sure coming back. Just, you know, like we sort of said, this season was so different and so unprecedented that, you know, I am very excited to take the opportunity to play my last year and go out on a high note and, you know, just use the last year to, do it the right way, more or less.
Well, and obviously you've had an impact here for a number of years in your role as the Wildcat quarterback, scoring touchdowns, getting key first downs. You got to throw out of it in Madison on a key play as well. But your role also expanded late in the year as a receiver. You had a couple of catches. I recall one tough one where you took a hard hit and held on to the football, which is certainly not an easy skill. How excited are you about maybe an elevated role as a receiver as well potentially next season?
I'm super excited. I definitely enjoy catching the ball a lot. So with that, just, if I'm awarded that opportunity, then I'm going to make the most of it.
What are it's still kind of weird because there's some unknown yet, right, as to terms of what, okay, when do you come back? Is there going to be spring football? Will daily testing resume? All that stuff. So with that as a backdrop, what kind of is the expectation looking ahead to next fall and how good this team can be?
I mean, we're definitely head down, ready to work. We definitely learned a lot this past season and are excited to get back together to work all of that out and, get better in the weight room, on the field, closer together as a team. And then with that, just keep it rolling into next season. Whatever we can do, we'll do to the best of our ability. If that means testing every day, cool, we'll do it. It's just about getting back to work for the next season.
Well, you certainly have had an impact on the field. I want to ask you now a few questions about your impact off the field here in our Gopher Talk discussion with Seth Green. And you have been one of the leaders, if not the leader, in terms of volunteer hours and going to do stuff and community involvement. And I think we had you on one of our programs here in the off season relating to racial and social injustice and some of the things you've been doing along those fronts. Why is that important to you to have an active role in the community outside of football?
I just say I feel obligated to, with my situation and with my platform, I feel like it would be a disservice if I didn't use it to the best of its ability, whether that's going out in the community and, helping people through, my time or mentoring people or, hospital visits, things of that sort, whatever I can do. Or whether that's using my platform as a voice for positive change. I just think, honestly, that it's my job to do that. It's more of an internal thing that I feel it's a responsibility of mine that I have. So I enjoy it at the same point, but I feel like I would be wasting the platform and ability and, social status or whatever you would call it if I didn't, use it for good.
Yeah, and some specifics on that. You mentioned the hospital visits, and obviously those have, unfortunately, because of the situation, had to shrink a little bit. And I know that many guys, including you on the team, have created relationships with patients that even through social media and Zoom and what have you, you have been able to stay in touch with some of these patients that you've created a bond with. How meaningful is it when you see those kids and their parents' eyes light up when you and your teammates walk into those rooms?
Right. It means the world, honestly. Just to us, I mean, I guess we're just football players. We see each other every day. We're not anything special to each other. we're just all friends. So, when you go on trips like that and people are like, oh my gosh, like you guys are go football players. Like we watch you every Saturday. It means the world, honestly, that one, that their support for us is like that. But two, at the same point, us taking time out of our day, makes their day. So, I mean, it's nothing for us to go over there for an hour or two. It's not like we're doing anything better. Might as well go do some good. So with that, it definitely means the world, and it puts a smile on my face as well as theirs.
You've also done some things. I know I remember seeing some tweets where you and teammates go out to, say, elementary schools and read to kids stories or give them some words of advice. What do you tell young kids, elementary age especially, when you go see them?
Yeah, I mean, it's more about keeping the dream alive at that age, making sure that, don't let anybody crush your dreams. But at the same point, the bigger your dreams are, the harder you have to work. Everything's attainable. Your work ethic has to match your dreams. So with that, it's, dream as big as you want to. You can do anything you want to be. Don't let anybody tell you different. But no, the bigger you dream, the harder you got to work. So just be prepared for that.
Yeah, and then you think about helping people in need as well. I know as a team you guys did the turkey drives for the last few years over Thanksgiving. You've been out ringing bells for the Salvation Army. You've helped with diaper drives. How important is that to help those in need, to give them a little hand up when they need help?
You know, that goes along. I got to do my part. It means the world, honestly, just making sure that, you know, especially around the holidays, like you said, with the turkey drive and the Salvation Army. Holidays are hard for some people, harder for some people than others. And, you know, I just feel like anything to give people a boost during these times is definitely, you know, if I can do it, I want to. So I just, you know, give my time or whatever I can, whatever I have to offer, I'm gonna give it to make sure other people, you know, get through a little bit easier.
Well, it's pretty cool to see you and your teammates do all of this stuff to help others, to give that helping hand, to put a smile on somebody's face, and also on the field. It's going to be great to have you back next year and to watch number 17 do his stuff. So a double dose of good news this holiday season.
Yeah, appreciate it.